Unit 10. Recording 13.
Hello. All you regular listeners to Travellers World will know that our intrepid reporters are sent around the globe, coming back with stories of marvellous times spent in exotic locations. In today's programme, however, we begin with a trip that had a nightmare start, just to reassure you that even professional travellers can get it wrong. So, Simon Richer, tell us your sorry tale.
Hello, Jackie. Yes, my assignment was to visit the beautiful island of Lombok in Indonesia. I was supposed to have been flying from London to Singapore and then from Singapore to Mataram in Lombok. I arranged for a taxi to collect me from home in good time, but it eventually turned up an hour late.
So you were late to the airport?
Got there just as they were closing the check-in desk. Oof. I handed over my suitcase, but then, to my horror, I found I didn't have my passport. Oh. I'd been so anxious to get into the taxi that I'd forgotten to pick it up.
How very unprofessional of you.
I know. In 25 years of air travel, that's the first time it's ever happened to me. So back home I went to get it, and then off to plead with the airline. Eventually they found me an alternative flight a day later. It meant flying to Bali and then taking a ferry to Lombok, but I decided to go ahead. The journey went very smoothly until we got to Lombok. Apparently, there'd been a fire and we were made to wait outside the harbour for hours and the sea was very rough.
And you were seasick.
Very. And of course, because I'd changed my flight, I also had to stay in a different hotel. I'd really been looking forward to staying at the Hotel Sanar in Mataram, but I had to make do with a less luxurious place. No pool and no TV in my room.
And what about Lombok itself?
Oh, it was beautiful. A number of people had encouraged me to go to the coral reefs off the northwest coast of the island. I managed to find a friendly taxi driver called Aaron to take me and wait for me there. Now, when I was younger, I used to hate swimming in the sea, but I went snorkeling for the first time just last year and loved it, so I couldn't wait to have another go. The coral was just a few metres off the beach, so it was quite safe.
Until what happened?
Well, I'd been swimming for a few minutes. The coral was fantastic, some of the best I've seen. And then, all of a sudden, there was this huge jellyfish in front of me, and I couldn't get out of the way. As it swam past, I felt it stinging me across the stomach. I started screaming. It was incredibly painful, and headed back to the beach. Fortunately, there was a small settlement nearby, and some of the villagers helped carry me back to my taxi. Aaron was fantastic. He took me to the local clinic, and the doctors were excellent. I really appreciated them looking after me so well. It was sore for a few days, though, and I was told to take things easy.
So, how did you spend the rest of your time there?
Well, Aaron really took care of me. The next day, we went on to drive towards Mount Rinjani, the highest mountain in Lombok. The mountain's thought by some to have been created by the god Batara. According to tradition, he created light and the earth and still lives in Rinjani. And as we stopped to admire the amazing sunset, it was almost possible to believe it. I really regret not having taken my camera with me.
Oh, no camera.
Oh, no. That was another of my disasters. Oh. I'd picked up my passport, but then I'd left my camera. Oh. I tried using the camera in my mobile phone, but the quality was pretty poor.
And what about the people in Lombok?
Aaron's family lived close to the mountain. I was really interested in seeing what it was like in a traditional Lombok family, and he invited me to stay with them. Very soon I came to realise that the Lombok people are very kind and hospitable. It wasn't long before I was beginning to feel quite at home there. Aaron's family are Sasak, who make up about 80% of the population. The Sasaks are thought to have originally come to Lombok from India or Burma.
So the trip actually ended quite positively.
Absolutely. I considered staying for a few more days, but I didn't have time. But I really hope to go back in the next few years. The island obviously wants to encourage tourism to boost the economy, but I'd love to think that it could avoid a huge expansion in visitors.
Thank you, Simon.